No chance of rain today, tonight, or tomorrow. High of 70 today. Less wind. It'll feel warmer. 75 in clouds on Thursday. 82 on Friday, but a 40% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Thunderstorms on Saturday, 50% chance. Some of those could be severe later on Saturday and into Sunday. Sunday, 84, and an 80% chance of thunderstorms there. So we hope by a little bit later in the week those numbers decrease, and we skip it all like we did last week. That was lucky, and we'll take lucky again if we have to. WGCLradio.com, you can find updated forecasts. You won't need the live radar until the weekend. And anything else you're looking for there. But it is Wednesday morning, and that means we get caught up with county government. And County Councilwoman Marty Hawk makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Monroe County, that's for sure.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Even in Ellettsville, Marty?
Everything's okay. Of course, it's always lovely over here.
I would just tell them, of course, more so than even in the downtown area.
Right. Flowers are blooming, the sun is shining, the birds are singing. It is Monroe County.
And that means we're spending all kinds of money, right?
Well, we always are.
That's why I just wanted to make sure the sun comes up in the east and everything else, and we're right on track. But as we saw in today's paper, the council approves funds for the library. We'll talk about that as well. But last week when we talked to you, we talked about getting salaries in line, and that's a big part of the budget and a big part of the numbers you guys deal with. Give us your thoughts on what's going on in that department.
Well, I am concerned because when I first started back in the 80s, back before you children were born, we had no structure. How are we going to decide what the salaries should be?
And you're talking about salaries for the employees of the county employees.
Okay. Right, because that's our job. That's the biggest job that we have. And so we hired a company to come in and do the salary studies and to do the classifications so that we weren't voting on a person. We were voting on the job, the difficulty of the job. It was set up in classifications so that we weren't in a position to be trying to do political favors. We were absolutely just voting on the job. And that system has been in place. It's not perfect, but it certainly is a whole lot better than.
But my understanding, Marty, is that that hasn't been updated in the last 8 years.
And it was time for us to have another check to make sure.
Back in the 80s, is that when all those pesky Republicans were on the council?
Right.
Oh.
And so it was not a political decision as to whether or not Republicans versus Democrats or the other way around. It was just, let's get this in place so that we know it's as fair as it can possibly be. So now we want to make sure that we are updated as far as our salaries in line with what the private sector would be. For many of our jobs, they would compare to the private sector if it's a secretarial type of job or office assistant kind of thing. But then we have law enforcement or so forth, and those would be compared then to the public sector. Now, you may think none of that's very interesting, but if you're on the county council, you had better believe that better be interesting to you, because that is the biggest part of the dollars we spend has to do with salaries. And it was removed from our agenda, but there was a proposal that we go into one department only and raise a couple of salaries. And if you do that, then you look at that classification, and you have to, if you're going to be fair, understand you raise that classification up for everybody throughout county
government. Well, why do you have to be fair? Is that a law, or is that just the right thing to do?
No, we can choose to be unfair.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's clear.
We can choose,
sure.
and then
that's
what happens. Because
that's politics.
And here's then what happens. You find a situation where you zero in on just a few people and raise their salaries for whatever reason, and there's people there who believe that's a legitimate reason. But then if you do that, and that's the same classification that you have, and I don't know, 100 other people.
Couldn't
being
you
paid.
Potentially open yourself up for a lawsuit then?
That's where I'm headed. And then what you do is, okay, you might have fixed something in that office, But what about the person who works across the hallway? They're at the same classification. And if you didn't raise them up, they're going to say, wait just a minute. You're discriminating against me.
Hey, you're choosing favorites.
X, Y, or Z, you know, you name it. Either I'm a female and that's a male, or I'm a one, you know, perhaps I'm American Indian and somebody doesn't like me or whatever. So that is why we had to have this in place to begin with.
It's a protection.
It's so that we are being, we're almost being forced to be fair.
It's to protect you from yourself.
Yes, because I'm going to tell you, it's so easy for department heads to come forward and say, we believe this person's special. They work really hard, and they need to get some kind of bonus. And you know what? If you take it one at a time, people are going, well, yes, that sounds good. You might do that in the private sector. But if you're in the public sector, who's to say it's not, well, this person's doing a great job, when it really is this person is helping me get elected, or whatever the reason might be. That's the reason why this job classification system
is in place, right?
From doing that. It is in place because we are different. County government is a completely different animal than city government, because we have our department heads are elected officials.
Not appointed
officials.
So
their employees have a right to be treated fairly and having to do with the job.
So moving forward with this, what wants to be changed? Is anything going to be changed? Or
We'll find out. We are having Wagner Irwin Sheely, who put together this from the beginning. They're supposed to be taking a new look at whether or not the amounts are going to be correct. As far as what the salaries are they competitive with local salaries or national salaries, if you're talking about, let's say, a planning director, or of course we hope we have our public works department director forever, but that they will be checking that out as well. All of those positions that would require maybe trying to generate an employee from throughout the United States, but most of our jobs are generated from people who live here in Monroe County, hopefully. So that's a huge thing of what we'll be working on, and I'm hoping that everyone who's involved will understand why we put this in place and not get us too far afield of where we are, because if we do, then there will be a price to be paid for that down the way, and hopefully everybody will want to treat everyone fairly. Yesterday was staff time. They call it staff time, but it is a public meeting for the county commissioners, for which you don't see regularly entered.
We don't see any information unless you tell us about it, Marty.
Right. So part of the things that was on there, I mean, we have several things on there. We do get an agenda the day before, one of which is a stormwater project, and we don't know what they just say stormwater project. They don't say anything about it. They did have something on there about our the county council hiring this company to come in to help us with our salary structure. To begin with, the county commissioners was not going to be in favor of this, but remember, the county council, this is the one contract that the county council can sign without the county commissioner's permission.
I'm glad to hear that.
The state law. Well, because it's balance, it's a balancing between the council and the commissioners. And so,
I think
anyway,
it's rather sad that they don't think that this is important.
Well, or maybe they didn't agree with the way it was written or something, but we did go ahead and move forward with that last night to sign off on that. But the other thing that's on there, a couple of things, one of which is the TIF, the Tax Increment Financing. Jeff Cockrell, county attorney, met with them. There's nothing that says what the outcome was. Part of what I asked for was, when is this going to be go before the city council, because it has to go before the city council. If we're to use some of those dollars. And last evening, we didn't know what the dates were. We don't have any updates on schedule of that at all, and I think that's just absolutely outrageous because we are, the county council is also supposed to be voting on that, and we're talking about something that's going on until 2040. You would think if this has to happen almost immediately, they would be keeping everyone, including the public, informed. But maybe they think if they do it quietly and get it, it'll all be done and we'll wake up and it'll be over. I will say that also the auditor presented the update on grants. You know, in the past, the county has been written up because of the grant process.
Did you get a grant writer at some point? Wasn't that going to an outside job you wanted to hire?
And that they dismissed the grant writer, but now we have a person on board in the auditor's office who is supposed to be looking at grants and making sure that they are being followed so that we don't get in trouble. And one of the things that is troublesome and was in the past was the rural transit grant. We were written up for that. So now the auditor did send me an update as well having to do with rural transit, and that's because it looks as though there is something that needs to be balanced out and explained having to do with our cash balance. Now there's
Hold on. Use terms of English that we can understand.
Okay.
What did you just say? So rural transit's missing money? Rural transit isn't accounting for money?
No.
Well, I don't speak accounting. You got to help the listener out here, Marty.
Okay. Here's what I was sent from the auditor's office. Because I'm the liaison for the auditor's office.
Right.
At the end of the year for rural transit cash balance that rural transit sent to them showed in the red $69,387. But then they show that at the cash balance as of March, end of March, was in the red by $83,767. So our auditor is asking what's going on here with the dollars and to make sure they're not spending in the red. Now, you may say, why is that any of the county's business? Because we're the one that gets written up if this doesn't get
balanced.
Yes,
your job is the oversight to make sure they're playing by the rules.
Right.
Correct. Okay. So my point would quickly be, you expected the $69,387 to be the same number in March?
Well,
or
no.
Less?
One would not expect any of it to be in the red.
Okay. So you expect...
How are they spending in the red, Marty?
But let me just explain something here.
Okay.
I have not heard the reason why they have it like this. Maybe they're saying it was really a part of another program or something. I'm just saying that this was a heads up that county auditor is concerned about this, concerned enough to speak to me aside and say, okay, we're going to be checking this out. We just want you to be aware of it. Concerned enough that they took it to the county commissioners and concerned enough to say, we have to have answers. And I'm certain there's an answer that we're all going to be, okay, we understand.
Okay.
But I am very grateful that we have auditor staff who is keeping a close eye on this because we cannot afford to keep getting written up on these major grants or we could lose dollars for our highway, for throughout county government. So this is not just about one area. This could affect all of county government. So kudos to the auditor.
So it's good people that are doing their job. Okay, good stuff on that.
Right. I'm not saying any money's amiss. I'm just saying accounting records need to be made available and make sure that everybody understands what's going on.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in every Wednesday with us. The front page of the paper today talking about library. The council approves funds for the library. What does all of this mean? There's money here, a new branch, a new location. How's this all going to work? What is the county's role in all of this?
And you approve something that there's not even, it sounds like a plan for, Marty. I'm curious.
Okay. Well, to begin with, the LRF fund, the libraries, it's a special capital fund where they can save dollars for something they plan to do in future. And so they've been talking about this for 3 years. And during this 3 years, and my concern has always been, of course, it's never in the paper what I have to say, but what I have continually said is that we have to be very cautious that we're not moving forward with building another facility until we have identified how we're going to operate that facility. We have come to expect the very best out of our local library.
Is this going to be in addition to the library already here, or moving it all? So it's another branch, so to
speak.
Right,
be another branch.
Okay. So you need another staff, another everything else to run it.
Another utility, some maintenance, et cetera.
Right.
That's payroll. Not to say we shouldn't do it. That is to say that in our being very excited about a new branch for areas that's not close to the downtown or over to Ellisville. I understand that excitement, but we also have to make sure there's dollars that can be identified that will pay to open the door. I think they got into trouble with the library situation in Indianapolis a few years ago. So we want to make sure we're not putting our libraries that we have right now at risk. And so that's something. And then also as far as the parking garage, and we're about out of time here, the parking garage that was approved, how it's going to be paid for. The county commissioners have this totally under their wing. They have made it clear they don't need the county council approval. They're going to pay for it out of their CUM cap budget. County Council will not even have a vote on this. They will just figure out a way that they're going to pay for it out of the CUM cap budget. Now, how will that affect the County Council? We have a lot of other things that we are paying for out of that CUM cap budget. So if the dollars don't come in to pay for everything, then we'll be obligated to pay for what we're paying for right now out of CUM cap. We'll have to figure out some other way to pay for it. Right now, we pay for a lot of our IT department. We're allowed to pay for personnel out of that CUM cap. So we'll see how all of that works out. But for people who say, why would you approve this parking garage at those prices, we have to remember the county council was not asked, and we actually were told they didn't need our vote.
And that appears to be all legal, and there's no, even though the council is supposed to be the people who oversight all the money.
That's what I've been told.
Interesting.
And I have asked that to be checked out. And so, it's the kind of thing, when you're in county government, you may not always agree with everything that goes on, but once it happens, and you have to work very hard as a team to try to make things work out as best you can. So that's, it appears that's exactly where I'm going to be for a very long time till I get some help there. But
well, we're trying on this end, Marty.
we will make a difference. I just, in the meantime, the salary structure I'm very concerned about. I want to make sure our county employees feel like they're being protected and being well represented. And this business of let's give anybody a heads up and pay them more because, oh, they're good guys or they work hard or whatever. That may sound real good on the private sector, but what that can relate to here in the public sector could be an entirely different animal.
I agree with you, Marty. I don't think that it sounds very wise at all.
So,
ship sail.
Okay, folks, thank you for allowing me to share.
Well, we'll do it again next Wednesday if you behave and stay out of trouble.
Okay, and in the meantime, hey, I think the legislation has changed such that we will at some point in the future not have to worry about paying taxes on these personal properties, these small amounts.
That would be nice.
The meantime, up until May 15th is your deadline.
Hey, did anybody know their property taxes were due this week? Did anybody know?
I was up there paying mine.
I know you were, but did you see it mentioned anywhere that, hey, maybe your property taxes are due this week?
Wasn't it due the 15th? It's due the 15th?
No, it's always due May 10th, because May 10th was Sunday, it was due on
Monday.
May 11th.
Ah.
So they have been busy trying to get all of that figured out, and then the money will get sent out to all the different taxing units.
I'm just trying to figure out where I came up with the 15th from then. Okay, all right, sorry, guys. It was due the 10th, but obviously
you've
the
11th. You've got April 15th on your mind.
That might be
IRS.
It.
So, and beware for those people who might get a telephone call from an IRS because it has to be a scam. I received one that said they've been trying to reach me and they were going to sue me.
Who answers a call on their phone with caller ID they've never recognized the number?
Well, I did answer it, but they even left the message.
Well, they can leave all the messages they want. You can come knock on the door at the sheriff with the handcuffs and the warrant before I'm opening the door.
You get that.
All right, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.